Unit 5. Todai Robot Project. Do you think a robot can pass the examination to get into the University of Tokyo? The Todai Robot Project was initiated by the National Institute of Informatics, NII, in 2011 as an AI grand challenge to answer that question. They developed a robot with the specific task of entering the University of Tokyo. The target was to achieve a high score on the National Center Test for University Admissions by 2016, and to pass the University of Tokyo entrance exam by 2021. Unlike other such projects, this program integrated many artificial intelligence technologies. While it is intuitive for a human to read and answer an exam question, it is quite challenging to teach a robot to do the same. The human thought process is still a mystery. It has already been proven that computers can beat the best professional chess and shogi players. For people, beating a professional shogi player is much more difficult than passing the University of Tokyo entrance exam. But for a computer, shogi is easier. The computers do this by enormous computational power alone. What makes the entrance exam harder is that the rules are less clearly defined than they are for shogi or chess. The entrance exam requires a more human-like approach to information processing. Test questions written in human languages are especially difficult for computers because they lack the common sense and background knowledge that humans use to answer questions correctly. This problem of teaching logical and rational thought to computers is very difficult. Even mathematical formula questions are not easy for a computer because the questions are written in natural language, not as pure formulas, making it difficult for the computer to convert into interpretable symbols. Although Todai Robot faced many challenges, after it had taken a practice test of the National Center Test administered by a famous preparatory school in 2016, it was determined that it should be able to pass the tests to 535 out of 756 universities in Japan, with a possibility of 80% or more, but not the University of Tokyo. Noriko Arai, director of the Todai Robot Project, was alarmed by the results. She wondered how an unintelligent machine could perform better than human students. It was generally assumed that the Japanese students were reading at a high level based upon international academic assessment tests, which consistently rank them around the top in reading ability compared to students in other countries. Her research showed that students' reading abilities were not nearly as good as we thought. Arai thinks that it is imperative that we move away from memorization of facts, which AI can do much better than humans, and focus on comprehension and understanding information, which AI cannot do at all. She said that humans must focus on what they do best and let computers do the rest.